Family Dollar's profit is down 35% compared to around this time last year. Marianne Wilson is editor-in-chief of a retail industry trade publication called Chain Store Age, and she says the problems go beyond the past few months.
Family Dollar has really struggled past maybe 2 years to compete with rivals that have gotten much stronger, specifically Dollar General Corp and Dollar Tree, and probably more recently with Walmart, which has made a big commitment to opening up smaller stores with their Walmart Express format.
Family Dollar CEO Howard Levine acknowledged on a conference call with investors that his company's performance clearly isn't meeting expectations. So it's closing about 370 stores this year. Levine didn't say where they are, but he did give this perspective.
The characteristics of these stores that we're closing are, are sales about half of what the average is, so around 650,000. These stores are older stores, generally a little bit smaller.
And Levine says next year, Family Dollar will slow the pace at which it's building new stores. Chief Financial Officer Mary Winston says the company still sees opportunities.
But as we adjust our financial performance in the business, we want to make sure that we're refocusing our store investment on those that are going to deliver the highest return. And so that's how we got to the lower store number.
That's step one, get the right number of stores in the right places. Step two is cutting jobs.
Last week, we implemented a number of organizational changes, which included the reduction of about 10% of our corporate workforce.
And step three is lowering prices. Levine said, frankly, his company had lost its way with how expensive its products had become. So it's cutting the cost of about 1,000 of its standard items.
So we feel that as a result of these changes, we have become absolutely more competitive.
Levine says altogether, the changes will save the Matthews-based company $40 to $45 million. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.